Let's look at the future. I want you to imagine right now overeating, failing to exercise, and just take whatever patterns you've got right now that you know don't work, that you justify, drinking, smoking, whatever it is that you're doing right now that you know is not giving you the body you deserve, anything that's keeping you stuck where you are or moving in the wrong direction, I want you to imagine just for a moment continuing down the path you've been going. Where you've been gaining weight, where you're becoming older, where you feel maybe heavier, where your energy is less, and just to let the process accelerate like a snowball. And I want you to drag with you all of the weight and all the combined weight that you're going to gain over the next 5 years if you don't make a change. Again, if you do nothing, you don't even exercise, even if you didn't gain a pound, you're gaining fat. Lots of people weigh the same as they did 10 years ago, but you know what? It's not the same body, is it? You can look at them and tell. They used to have muscle. Guess what? They weigh more now. They weigh more in terms of fat because fat is lighter than muscle. So let's say you weighed 180 pounds. And 10 years later, you weigh 180 pounds. But you know what? You may be in a lot worse shape because of those 180 pounds, a much larger percentage of that is now made up of fat. Take a look at your body and imagine just gaining fat for 5 more years, not changing. Feel the feelings of lethargy. Feel the feelings that you feel when you look at yourself in the mirror getting worse. And arrive 5 years from now having lived in a way you know does not work. Eating those specific foods you know don't support you. Eating amounts you know don't support you. Staying sedentary, not really going and exercising consistently, and feel how old you start to feel. Feel how slow your body begins to feel. And then get to a mirror 5 years from now and look in the mirror 5 years from now what your body looks like by continuously abusing it. Take a good look. Look at your face. Look at your neck. Look at your body as a whole, your stomach, your chest, your legs, your rear. Look how dumpy you may look or feel. You say, well, gosh, I already felt bad enough. Make it even worse. Just for now. Really feel. Don't just look at it. Feel. How does that make you feel to think about being in that body? Do you feel older or younger? Do you feel more alive or less alive? More vital or less vital? You know the answer. What's happened to you emotionally over those 5 years where you know you continue to make promises to yourself that you break? How does that make you feel? How does it make you feel to not feel like you're in control of your life? By the way, what's happened to your relationships as a result of what you've done with yourself? If you've not taken care of your body, what does that do to your mind, your emotions, your pride? How can you have passion in a relationship when you don't feel good about yourself? What has it done to your relationships? Is there anybody you're no longer in a relationship with just because your self-esteem is so poor? Or has anybody left you? Or have you tried to end it first? Somebody gone for somebody else who they felt was more vital and more alive? Somebody took care of themselves more? Or who did you never develop a relationship with that you wanted to just because you didn't have the confidence or the vitality, the energy? How does that make you feel? To miss out on life in this way. To miss out on who you really are. Where's your energy 5 years from now, having gained all this weight, having continued to put this much fat in your system, even if you didn't gain tons of weight, having this much fat in there, having lost the vitality? If you have kids by this point, do you think your kids have modeled you? What if they start to gain some weight? So often we hear about genetics, but once again, genetics play somewhat a role. A bigger role is that we all tend to model the people we're around. How does it make you feel to see one of your children abusing their bodies, developing the very habits that have imprisoned you? How does it feel to know you're contributing in that area if you are? How about at work? You know, do you think there are people that your excess weight and your feelings that go with it are affecting the way you interact with? Do you think there are people that don't know you and will judge you just by the way you look and start thinking you're a person that isn't really committed? Somebody they don't want to spend time with? You might say, well, I don't care. If they judge me just by my body, then I don't want to be around them. Well, that's interesting. That's a great defense mechanism for somebody who really isn't proud of themselves inside. Blame somebody else. Get mad at somebody else. The truth is we all judge other people by the standards they hold themselves to. And physical is one of them. Has it kept you from having enough energy to really advance? How about spiritually? How do you feel about the way you've been treating your temple 5 years from now? Do you really feel more or less connected? What's the impact on your entire psyche? When you look in the mirror 5 years from now and you look at your body, and you feel what you feel like, what do you say to yourself 5 years from now, knowing you could have changed 5 years ago easily just by making some simple changes in what and how you ate and a little bit of movement added to your life, and you didn't do it? What do you say to yourself 5 years from now when you look in the mirror? Say it right now to yourself with the kind of intensity, the kind of feeling that creates the pain that you need to create the shifts. And now, if that doesn't hurt enough, let's go to the next stage. Continue from there to continue to abuse your body, to just give up. Get to the point maybe where your brain says, oh, nothing's going to work anyway, I've tried everything. And drag those problems, drag those negative habits and all the fat that you'll accumulate with them 10 years into the future. Look at yourself 10 years from now. Step in front of the mirror 10 years from now and look at your body. Notice how you feel. Step into your body and feel the way you'd feel 10 years from now with that body the way it would be. Take a look at your face. Take a look at your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your arms, your stomach, your rear, your legs. Notice how you stand. Notice how you feel 10 years of living where you know your violinables of vitality. You know that over and over again, you're putting things in your body that do not support it, that drag it down, that cause you literally to accumulate toxicity in the system. Are you more sick? How often did you get ill during that time? Sick just because your body's resistance is down because you're not vital. You aren't doing what's necessary. Do you look older? How much older do you look 10 years from now if you don't change? If you continue down the track you're going, even made it worse, what do you look like? How do you feel? What's happened to your relationships 10 years from now? Have you given up? And how does that feel? How old do you want to live to be in this body? Yeah. What's happened to your spice? What's happened to your passion for living? What's the level of vitality? And again, if you have kids by this point, look what they look like. What have they done to their bodies by adopting your low standards? How does it feel to be a low standard person? How does that feel? Knowing inside that you're so much more, and that for more than a decade you've abused yourself. Have you had a heart attack? Have you developed some major disease that's tied to one's diet? 1 out of 3 people in this country get cancer. And according to the National Academy of Sciences, almost 70% of those can be diet related. Think about it. What's the price 10 years from now? What's the price at work? What's the price in your relationships? What's the spiritual price? What have you done to the temple again? What have you done to your life? When you look in the mirror 10 years from now, having abused your body continuously for 10 years, take a look at your body now. If you thought you were disgusted before, what do you feel like now? What do you say to yourself now when you look in that mirror? Say it right now to yourself. Say it in a way where you can feel it. Say it in a way that gives you enough pain. Enough pain that your brain said, enough, never again. And just to make sure you're committed, don't change. Sure, just keep doing what you're doing, only make it worse. Let it snowball, because that's what things do. Once you start lowering a standard, gradually it happens. Make it happen for 20 years. Go to the mirror 20 years from now, having not made any changes continuously. Doing whatever you're doing now, maybe even overeating a bit, maybe eating more foods that you know aren't good, but you've managed to justify for 2 decades. Not exercising the way you need to exercise, not doing what's necessary, and look at yourself 20 years from now. Notice how you feel. Step into the future, drag all of these problems with you 20 years from now. Look in the mirror and feel what your body is like. Take a look. Are you proud? Are you disgusted? Have you just given up? How do you think of yourself when you think of yourself now? What's it done to some of your goals and dreams to have allowed your standards to drop this far? What's it done to your sense of pride? Take a look. Take a good look at your body, different parts of your body. Look at the bloat. Look at the fat. See if there's cellulite all over the side of your legs. Cottage cheese look of your skin. What's your skin like? Has it become wrinkled before its time? What happened to the smooth, bright, muscular feeling of youth? Are there people, by the way, in their 60s who are muscular and alive? In their 70s? The answer is yes. Are there people who've got skin that looks phenomenal? in their 60s. You better believe it. So look at your body and notice how it feels. Do you feel old or young? More alive or less alive? More tired or full of energy? You know the answer. Maybe even your spine feels like it's out of whack. I just wonder how old you really feel. I wonder how much vitality has disappeared. What's happened to your relationships after 20 years? Are you still in them or are they over? Or have those people around you, some of them died also because they didn't take care of themselves? Or did you go first? Are you still alive 20 years from now? Have you had any major sicknesses, illnesses? How much of that could have been related to your diet? The fact your body didn't get the oxygen, the vitality it needed. How about your kids 20 years from now? Your career 20 years from now? Look at your body and think about what you've missed out on in life just because you didn't do some simple things 20 years ago. Simple things like moving differently. Simple things like eating a few different foods. This is the price you pay. What have you missed out on? In terms of relationships and vitality and passion and being alive and sports and fun and going places and feeling proud and alive. What have you missed out on in your life all because you didn't change these stupid little patterns? Think about it. How does it make you feel? Look at yourself in the mirror and feel how you feel. Say to yourself what you'd say 20 years from now if you didn't change. What would you say to yourself? Think about it. Feel it. And I hope you got enough pain. Is this painful enough? If you've done it in a very real and vivid way, I can promise you, I don't have to promise you, you know. Your brain says, I've had it. I don't think we need to go to 30 years to get your attention. Just continue to feel those feelings for a second. Don't disassociate. Feel what it would feel like to pay the price of not taking care of your body for several decades. The price in how you'd feel about yourself, how you'd look, the price in your relationships, the price of your health. And the price not only for you, but maybe the people you care about, your children who may be grown at this point, struggling with the same problems that you managed to model for them. Think about how that makes you feel. And here's the good news. With your eyes still closed, this hasn't happened yet. I don't even know what you pictured. I don't know exactly what you said. I just asked you questions. I said, are you healthy? Are you vital? Are you alive? Are you weak? Are you old? Are you young? You answered them. But you know what's great? None of this has happened. You can change your entire destiny by some simple new decisions, by deciding to commit yourself to absolutely change. I mean, not just a little decision where you make a decision for the moment. I mean a real decision where you cut off any possibility except the thing you're committed to. If you make that kind of decision now, the kind of decision that says, this is not my destiny, physically, emotionally, mentally, you could change it all. So with your eyes still closed, gradually drift back to today, knowing that none of this has happened yet, that these are nothing but the shadows of the future if you don't change. And as you get back to the present, shake your body out. Maybe you got some tightness in your muscles just from the thought process. Shake it out. You can open your eyes now. Shake your body out. Get your body shaken out. Get your body alive. Feel a little bit of energy. Take a few breaths. Feel strong. Feel vital. And what I want you to do is I want you to stop and I want you to write down, and you might still be naked, okay, if that's true. You can throw on a pair of shorts or something, but sit down in your notebook right now and write down the price you will ultimately pay in your life if you don't make these changes now. Write them all down and then get back here to the tape. Take 5 minutes and do that right now. And by the way, before you go, see if you're still listening, I caught you. You're supposed to turn this tape off. Don't be listening. But I'm glad you did this case. Make sure you write down the price you pay in each area of your life. You'll see it in your notebook. What's the price you're going to pay physically, emotionally, your sense of pride, your relationships, everything you can remember, and make it vivid. Go for it. Okay, so what have we done so far? Well, we've done an unpleasant process, but an important one. And the important thing about it is you've begun to link consequences not only to your current behaviors, but the consequences to what you've done in the past, and most importantly, consequences to the future. You've linked pain to your past, present, and future. And if you've not done this, you've wasted your time. Go back and make it more vivid and make it more real. I can promise you one thing. The next time you get out of the shower and you go by that mirror, you're going to remember what we talked about and how you felt even imagining it. And maybe you'll start taking a closer look and not just looking, but feeling, the feelings you got to feel when you look at something that you know is not a reflection of your soul. You know is not a reflection of what you stand for. And you may, even right now, want to recover by rewinding the statement and going doing it right now. Don't wait. Get so much leverage that you absolutely follow through. Now, when you're absolutely certain, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that your brain says, I have had it, there is no possibility am I ever allowing myself to be this way again, then we go to stage two. So here's what I want you to do. First of all, you got to change your state, because we got to get you out of that lousy negative feeling thing. So right now, get up, bounce around the room, do some jumping jacks, take a few deep breaths in, blow it out hard. Really make a major change. If you got a favorite piece of music, stop the tape right now and go listen to that song. And while you're listening to it, just picture your body, the ideal body you deserve, and imagine moving to that music and that body. Do that right now. And if you're in your car, you can still imagine do that. Turn me off for a second. I can't believe I'm telling you to turn me off. Go ahead and turn me off right now for a second and turn on some great music. Now, I can't compare to me, but, you know, try it anyway, you know, and it'll change your state for a little bit. And humility runs real deep here. Go for it. Try it for just a couple of minutes if you would. One song, something you really like that'll make you feel really good. And while you're doing it, imagine dancing, moving, doing whatever you can where your body feels vital, but imagine your ideal body. Picture it, feel like yourself. You're moving to it, enjoy the music. Link those sensations to the body you deserve. Do that now. Well, welcome back. How is your music? How is your image? Compelling. Let's go to the next level. What do we need to do now? We got pain linked to the past, present, and future when we behave the old way. We got linked now major pleasure. How we're going to be now and in the future as we apply what we know to make ourselves vital and create the body we deserve. So what I want you to do is, once again, stand nice and tall, stand up, breathing, feeling good, feeling vital. All right, if it's a sunny, beautiful day outside, you might want to take a little tape recorder and go outside and do this. Being outdoors in the fresh air with the sunshine will be fabulous. And if there isn't such a thing going on, it's like nighttime, well, just imagine, okay? Stand nice and tall, breathing, feel vital, feel strong. Stand the way you'd be standing if you felt passionate and alive. Close your eyes. Imagine yourself starting today to make progress. Major progress in your life. How? Because you know you've made a decision, and the decision is that you are absolutely committed to whatever it takes to create the body you deserve, not just for a week or a month or a year, but for the rest of your life. That you're going to be vital and healthy and alive. And notice how it feels just to make that decision today. Notice how you might breathe a little differently if you knew you're really going to live that way. Notice the kind of pride you'll already have when you in your heart of heart know that you've made this decision and there is no turning back. That creates tremendous excitement. There's tremendous energy and enthusiasm and vitality that comes in just making a decision and knowing you're going to really follow through. Now, let's step into the future. Let's imagine that you're going to apply everything you learn in this program. You're going to learn how to move your body so that you have more energy than ever before, and you train your body to be a fat-burning machine. So whatever fat you do take in, your body efficiently eliminates the excess and utilizes what it needs. Because you don't want to be fat-free. Fat-free is on the cover of everything. And you know what? You can't be fat-free or you'd be dead. But you got to be at the right balance, the right kind of fat, the right amount in your body. So you're muscular, you're alive, you're balanced. Your image should not be one of becoming so thin you're emaciated or you're a twig. I'm talking about being healthy and vital. So I want you to imagine that you apply all the things we're going to talk about in this program, and you really are committed. And then I want you to go out 5 years from now and, having lived by these principles of breathing and taking in live foods and eliminating some of the poisons from your life and moving your body in ways that are dynamic and alive, 5 years from now, having done that for 5 straight years, every single day, having developed an identity of a healthy, vital, passionate person, somebody who has a body that's incredible, somebody who's got the emotional intensity that comes with it, look in the mirror 5 years from now and look at what you look like. Do you look more alive or less alive? You know the answer. Are you more energized or less energized? Do you have more passion for life or less passion for life? You know darn well you got more passion, you're more alive. Do you look older or younger? You may find you look even younger, more vital, more alive. And how does that make you feel to know that you've created this? That you not only created this body, but you turned things around. You took control and you shaped your life. Notice how that feels. What's the level of pride you have when you look at your body now? Take a look at your whole body in that mirror. Take a look at your face. Look at the smile on your face. Look at the energy coming through your eyes. What kinds of things can you do 5 years from now joyfully? What do you love to do 5 years from now because you have so much energy? What have you accomplished in your life because of all the additional energy you've had for 5 straight years? What have you achieved in your work and your home life because you have so much more pride? Whatever you don't use, you lose. And whatever you use gets stronger becomes more alive. Look at your vitality. Look at your skin. Look at your face. Look how you become younger and more energized. And as you feel stronger, I'm not going to take any further. Just look at your relationships. Look at your business. Look at your opportunities. Notice the sense of pride. You don't have to worry about breaking down. You're just getting stronger and more alive each day. And by the way, if you consider yourself to be a senior now and you're saying, well, 20 years from now, I won't be around, garbage. Think about all those people you've seen, what Johnny Carson used to have on. And their 90s, their hundreds, who are strong. They're still out plowing the fields, having fun, laughing and giggling, telling stories with their grandkids. Totally alive and vital, not off by themselves, alone, sickly, in a hospital. Know the choice you have now and feel the joy of knowing your future is assured. Create that certainty in your body. Know that it's there. Like we did earlier, stand and feel it and know it and enjoy it. What do you say to yourself about your life 20 years from now, having lived this way for two decades? Two decades of vitality, energy, and passion. Feel it. Enjoy it. Lock that feeling in. And then guess what? This hasn't happened yet. You get to look forward to this every day. Before you decide this is what you want, maybe we should bring back that old future that you'd created earlier. That one, you know, where you didn't take care of yourself for 20 years. Maybe you need to decide which one of these you're committed to. Do you need to look at that to decide? I don't think so. So then look at this vitality. Know this is your destiny. And then gradually, with your eyes closed, come back gradually today, feeling the excitement of knowing that every day you get to look forward to a more compelling physical body that gives you the energy and joy you deserve so that you can share that with all those you care about, with all those that you love. When you get back today with your eyes still closed, realize that each day, all you're going to do is try to find a way to make yourself a tiny little bit better. We're not talking about losing 30 pounds tomorrow and having a perfect body tomorrow. We're talking about progress. Tiny little bits of progress. That's all it takes. You know, I had the privilege of getting a chance to visit with Pat Riley. He's an incredible man. And I'm talking about the gentleman who is the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers dynasty and who in this last year has just turned around the New York Knicks. And Pat said to me that in 1986, he had a major challenge on his hands because most of the players that he had at that time, it felt like the year before was their best season ever. They'd given their all, and yet they'd still lost to the Boston Celtics. And so he knew if he said, now we got to go out and do that much better this year, people would say, it's crazy, we can't do it. So he decided on a theme. It's the same theme I'm offering you right now. And it's a theme of small, tiny improvements. That whole philosophy of Kanai, constant and never-ending improvement, where each day you're just making a very, very, very tiny distinction on how you can improve your life. And so what he asked people to do, he said, listen, what I want to challenge you guys to do is to make a 1% improvement in each of the five key areas of your game. Not a 20%, a 50%, a 100% improvement, just a 1% improvement. And you know what? Most people heard this on the team, and they said, that's absurd. Of course I can do 1%. It seems so achievable. They all believe they could do that. They started thinking, oh, they could do 10%. You know what's neat about this? This whole team doing 1% better in each of the five areas is a team that will be doing 60% better. Can you imagine an NBA professional team being 60% better? I mean, all they needed was about a 5 or 10% edge as a team to be able to win. And Pat said most of the guys went way beyond their 1% because the target was believable. It was achievable, and they went on that year to have their best year ever, the easiest season they ever had, and they won the NBA championship. So I just want you to realize little things are what we want, and we want to start acknowledging ourselves for little bits of progress because that tiny little bit of progress that you make each day, like just eating a little bit less or just avoiding the sugar and salt or fat that you normally take in one particular meal or just breathing more effectively or getting out and doing a certain kind of exercise one time, and we want to get good at acknowledging ourselves or reinforcing every positive step because if we reward ourselves, if we acknowledge ourselves, if we make ourselves feel good, we give ourselves pleasure for every little step, pretty soon we'll be so reinforced that that's how we'll live. What most people do is they create all this pain to get themselves to go on a diet, and then anytime they think about eating or having food or they make even one small mistake, they go, oh, I've blown it, so you know I might as well just start all over. That's crazy. You got to make sure you give yourself pleasure for the tiny progress because if you make tiny little progress each day, in a month you'll have made some measurable progress. In 6 months, you'll have made major progress. In a couple of years, you'll have the body you deserve, if not sooner. And you know what? Those changes will be permanent rather than those things you slammed in 5 days or 9 days or 30 days so that you can make it to that party or that event or whatever it was that used to motivate you. We're talking about lasting change. So, have you got some leverage on yourself now? You got a whole lot of choices. You're going to make this urgent and important. Because you remember, most people do what's urgent. They don't do what's important. Make it both. Make it so important and so urgent now. Get so clear about what you're committed to. Your goal's got to be vivid. You got to imagine it every day, and that should be your leverage. Wake up in the morning, and for 2 minutes before you go to bed or while you're in the shower, just imagine your body you deserve. Imagine being there and feeling that vitality and that strength and how you're going to look in the mirror. Just imagine it vividly every day. Whatever you focus on, you'll move towards. And you got plenty of pain to the old behavior. And you got some other choices, like maybe wearing some clothes that are a little bit tight. Certainly not buying anything larger, but ideally getting the things that are like tight and hard so you feel like you got to change. I know that may sound extreme, but you know what? Extreme challenges deserve extreme measures. And it could be a lot of fun. And if somebody says anything, say, you know what? I am so good. Tell people what you're doing. It'll blow their mind. They'll probably smile or laugh a little bit, but they'll respect the heck out of you because they know you're absolutely committed. This is a change you're really going to make happen. And again, the key to leverage is you want to make it unbelievably uncomfortable not to change right now, not someday, and incredibly pleasurable to make any progress at all. That leverage will get you to follow through on the principles we're now going to share with you starting tomorrow. I did this with somebody years ago. Nothing else seemed to work on in terms of making fat real to them and disgusting. What I did is I found out how much they were overweight. The person was overweight by, I think it was 15 or 20 pounds. And I called up the local butcher. And I said, I want to come by and I want 20 pounds of fat in a clear plastic bag. And I went over and got it, picked it up. I can't believe how heavy it was. And it was only 20 pounds, but just, holding that kind of fat. It was disgusting. And you could see all the little veiny stuff in it and everything else. It was just, and it stunk. So I brought it there and I said, here's the deal. Are you really committed to absolutely losing this weight? Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I've only got 10 or 15 pounds. I said, okay, well, I got 20 pounds here, so you know what that feels like. We'll take a little bit out. And I pulled this thing out, and I said, person, first of all, was blown away. Second of all, I said, okay, help me take out about 5 pounds of this. And I made them take it out with their hands, pure fat, and set aside. And we weighed 5 pounds. It was grisly, gross, disgusting stuff. And we wrapped the sack up and go, what are you going to do with the rest of this? And I said, well, I'm not going to do anything with it. You're going to carry it with you for the next 24 hours. Everywhere you go, I want you to carry this. I mean, you are not allowed to get rid of it. It's got to be sitting on your lap, or you can sling it over here across your shoulders, or you can carry it with your arm. But everywhere you're going to go with this thing, because you told me you're so committed, and I said, this is what you got to do for 24 hours, so you're real clear what 15 little pounds are. And I don't care if it's 5 or 10 pounds. It's disgusting. This is the real stuff. Get really associated. Make it really real. I said, so now you either get yourself some tight pants or you carry a bunch of fat around. I told you this was an outrageous program, but I also tell you it'll work. If you're committed, you got to get leverage. If you're not following through, there's only one reason. You don't have enough leverage. You haven't made it painful enough right now. So make it painful enough. Make it disgusting enough. Make it real enough. Get that fat and carry it around with you. I promise you, everybody who sees you and say, no, isn't this disgusting? You know what? You'll fascinate people because you'll find there are a lot of other people around you that are 10 pounds overweight or 15 or more. And if you got 20 or 30 pounds, you got to carry it. Because I'll tell you what, the weight of it, you'll get associated to what your body's having to try and struggle to carry around. You can go to your local supermarket and go to the butcher and he'll work this thing out for you or make arrangements of a couple days from now and he'll be able to do it for you. And again, you might feel a little weird, but be outrageous. Remember, successful people do what the failures won't. And so make sure that you put yourself on the line and have some fun with it. Thirdly, make sure you write yourself some letters. Letters to those people you're committed to. Tell them the vision of what you're going to be like. Tell them what you're committed to, and you might wait a day or so, and you'll be able to tell them the things you're no longer going to do as well. So within 2 days, after you learn the principles you're going to commit to, I want you to write these 3 letters that we talked about to get more leverage. And finally, you might want to get a buddy. Somebody else is going to do this crazy stuff with you. Somebody else who needs to lose 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds or more. And get with that person and get them to listen to the tapes and get them to go through the program with you. That might be a great thing to do. You'll both have your sacks of fat and you'll have started a new club, right? You'll start a new fashion trend with your clothing. Just think of it. You'll be on a major roll. Seriously, having the support of somebody else who's going through something like this is invaluable. So if you can find somebody else who's committed to making some changes, do that as well. Just remember, all you need to create change is enough absolute commitment to make it happen. What I mean by that is where change is a must and there's no question you'll do whatever it takes. If you are not creating weight loss, it's because you either don't know what to do, which is not going to be a problem after these next 2 tapes, or you're not doing it. And that problem is only a problem of leverage. Let's make sure you get it on yourself now. Do whatever it takes. So before you leave this tape, I'm going to turn you over to Dr. Nate Booth and I'm going to have him give you some assignments. And one of those assignments is going to be for you to make a list of all the pieces of leverage, things you're going to do immediately starting today to start creating the changes. What's one change you're going to make today, and what's the leverage you're going to apply to make it happen? So enjoy. And in addition, make sure you set up leverage on the positive side. Make sure that when you do your assignment today, you come up with a whole list of rewards, not food, other kinds of rewards that you can give yourself for following through. And maybe it's going to be some new clothes, which you'll be desperate for after this point. The right size clothes, outrageous clothes. Maybe it's going to be some gift you're going to give yourself and your family. Maybe something you're going to do for yourself. Maybe it's a trip. I don't know what it's going to be. You say, I can't afford to do that. You can't afford not to. Give yourself the total joy and pleasure, the victory of winning, and you'll become addicted to it. So make sure you notice all the little improvements you make along the way. And remember, we're talking about Kanai here. Little enhancements each day. Build them the day before until pretty soon you've created the body you deserve. Acknowledge yourself what you've already done for these first 3 days. You have set in motion the preparation for creating change. In the past, you tried to create change and you weren't prepared for it. You didn't understand the principles of change. You didn't understand leverage. You didn't understand what to do. We're going to create lasting change, and we're going to do it together. Starting tomorrow, we're going to make some changes in our diet and the following day in our exercise approach. And by the way, there are things you can look forward to. None of it is going to be about taking anything away. In fact, tomorrow's lesson is on the 10 key elements of living health. Now, I do a whole program on this, but I'm going to give you just the highlights, some things that you can do right away. And I can tell you up front, the first six are gifts that you can give yourself. They're not things you're going to take away. They're things that you're going to add, things you're going to do that will create more vitality and more life so you start feeling better starting tomorrow, maybe even starting today because you made some new decisions. And if you do decide to exercise today, or if you do decide to do anything, anything at all that's intelligent, anything at all that moves you closer to health, i.e. something where you normally have been eating and you stop eating it today, I'm not going to give you an assignment. Just catch yourself doing something right today and reinforce yourself. Here's Dr. Nate Booth, and until I visit with you tomorrow, remember to live with passion.
Thanks, Tony. How does it feel to wake up on Christmas morning just like old Scrooge did there? We wanted you to feel a lot of the pain right now, as opposed to feeling little bits of the pain off into your future. If you didn't do the Dickens pattern or you didn't get the full effect from the Dickens pattern, stop your tape right now and go back and repeat or do that Dickens pattern. Remember, you're in the fork in the road right now. You can choose the one pathway, or you can choose that second pathway towards the body you desire. And remember, the more choices you have in your life, the more power you have in your life. So let's do the one exercise Tony wanted you to do right now. In a second, go to your workbook and write down the price that you will pay in your life if you don't make the appropriate eating and exercise changes in your life right now. Make sure you cover all the important areas of your life: physical, emotional, spiritual, relationships, business, and the example you set for others. After you've done that, write down all you'll gain in the years ahead when you do change now. Again, cover all the important areas of your life. Stop the tape now and do both of these exercises. Four ways that you can exercise that choice power we were just talking about is to, number one, write down everything you eat and drink in the eating diary in the day one section of your workbook. When you do this, you'll be like the world's greatest athletes. When the world's greatest athletes prepare for the Olympics, they chart their workouts every single day. Number two, move 2 more minutes today. That's for a total of 19 minutes, more than you usually do. Remember, light, easy exercise. Number three, read day three in the workbook and complete all the appropriate exercises. Number four, reserve time tomorrow for this program. Remember to make this program a priority. A couple of months ago, my best friend and her daughter and myself visited Hoover Dam. It's really kind of interesting to do that. If you ever have a chance, I would strongly recommend doing it. It's so neat that you stand up on top of the dam and look over one side of the dam, and there's this tremendous drop-off to the Colorado River below. Then you see the water coming out of the turbines that generates electricity for a large part of the southwestern United States. Then you look over the other side of the dam and see Lake Mead. Lake Mead is the world's largest man-made lake, and you see the tremendous power that this lake has backed up behind the dam. Even though this lake has tremendous power just sitting there, it's only potential power. It doesn't do any good until it's channeled through the turbines. Also, when you stand up on top of this dam, it's kind of interesting to think about what would happen if this dam completely collapsed and all that water from the lake just shot down the valley. Again, the water would have the power, but it wouldn't be channeled. What they do to generate the electricity is to channel the water through, I believe it's 18 different channels into 18 different turbines. That's where the lake has the power. And it's the same thing with our lives. We all have Lake Mead potential in our bodies. It's only when we channel that energy that we create real power in our lives. I challenge you to focus your power in the next 24 hours on creating the body you deserve. Focus all your resources on this one vitally important area in your life. When you do that, you'll create the energy, determination, and results you desire. Until we meet again tomorrow, keep that momentum going.